This hour, we are live and local with local music, live local music, because we've got folks from Mad Crush here in the studio. Their debut self-titled album just out, madcrushband.com is the website. John, Joanna, Mark, Chuck, and Laura all together here in the studio. And again, really, really terrific stuff. And I love the last song. I'm not 100% sure if it's a sad song or a heartwarming song. And I'm not... I'm afraid to ask because I've heard it both ways every time.
Oh, that's interesting.
How do you sing it?
I sing it with a more heartbreaking.
The end, right?
Well, actually, at the end, I have no idea what I'm singing about.
Okay. Well, that's my question.
What I'm feeling is more hopeful at the end.
Okay.
Like, when I crack up, you'll be there.
Yeah.
But the whole rest of the song, I feel like there's this sort of ghostly feeling of, like, aloneness.
Well, see, that's my question. Like, what does you'll be there actually mean is my question. And, John, you've got this impish look on your face, so... I suspect I'm right, but I'm not 100% sure.
can I just leave it at that then?
Yeah, no. Like, there are no writers, only listeners. So, yeah.
Chuck has all the answers, actually.
Okay, that's good.
No, John likes to have an air of mystery all the time.
I think that's good. You write a song, you let other people interpret the lyrics how they want. I've got the same impression about Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett, which I'm pretty sure is supposed to be a happy song. I've never heard it that way in my life. And I think, right?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Four lonely days in a brown LA haze.
Yeah. all right, so the album is out. It's getting a great response. Upcoming shows, you're in Charlotte next, right?
We're in Charlotte on Saturday the 22nd, and then we're at Full Steam Brewery in Durham on...
January 6th.
Awesome. And then at the Kraken in February, am I right about that? Yeah. All of this information is on the website, by the way, madcrushband.com. So if you're sitting in your car furiously writing notes, you don't have to do that. Just go home and check it out. So what's next for the five of you? What's next for the band?
Record more.
Awesome.
And Shea Stadium.
Nice. That doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure they...
What do they call it now?
No wonder we haven't been hearing that.
I don't know. I haven't been to that part of New York in a long time, and I don't think anyone else has either. So, is it still there? I'm not even 100% sure.
They moved to the
City Field. Is it not?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So City Field instead of Shea Stadium. That works.
Why not?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Why so, are there songs in the hopper ready to go? Or nice. So yeah. So awesome. When can we expect to hear new stuff? Is it in the process right now or?
We are working them up now and
cool.
Haven't actually started recording, but
we will be singing them at our live gigs.
Nice.
We'll be singing the new songs soon.
Yeah.
Love it.
And we've got a couple that we're weaving in already.
Yeah, and we might if we do it even if possibly one at a time, we might put something out. As a single?
Yeah, might do that.
Awesome.
We have
a Yoko Ono cover that we might
record.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. All right. So, like, you've all been in so many different bands and groups. What is it like for the five of you to work together? Like, how does this band differ, and how is it similar from others? Laura?
Well, I think it's really cool because I've mostly done classical violin playing, and so I've had some experience in bands, but this is the most cohesive band, and like John said, the most democratic process.
Mm-hmm.
People come in with ideas, and we're all open to suggestion. You know, I'll come in with a violin line, and they say, you know, that's great, but what if we did this? And it's always great.
Yeah.
And luckily, we're all mature enough. I did not say old, I said mature enough to take the suggestions and do what's best for the song.
Yeah.
And so that's been a great process.
And it's great. And, like, individual components just come together so well. I love the violin at the end of Time for a Love Song. Like, that's just a nice piece that just wraps the song up really well. Chuck, how about you?
Mad Crush has been great. I showed up for the first practice, and John said, you need to play less loud. You need to play more quietly. second practice, he said, you need to play.
Please.
He said, please. Yeah, he was very nice about it. And after about 6 months, I think I finally got it right. So I've had to learn how to really tone it down from what I'm used to playing, but it's been a real learning experience and a good one. So
that's awesome.
And for me, this is my first band that has instruments in it.
Nice.
I'm used to singing a cappella. So this is really my first real band, and I'm loving it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mark, how about you?
It's fun for me because I haven't played in many years in a band, and when I last did, I played bass, and now I'm playing guitar, which is what I started at, you know, at doing. So it's kind of back full circle, and I just, it's awesome. My favorite thing to do.
Yeah. So. And you and John were in the Popes, and you were mentioning, John, you were mentioning there's a documentary about the Popes that's coming out.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to talk about that, or is that still in the works? Okay, good. Yeah.
It got announced the other day, so. Our drummer, Jim Rumley, his sister, Caroline, made a documentary about Jim and the Popes, and it just got announced that it's in Sundance this year. And because there's footage of me in it, I am a cast member, and I get to go.
Isn't that awesome?
It's beyond awesome.
That's great.
I'm going to take the whole band.
Nice. Wait, this band or the Popes?
This band.
Okay, good. You got to be specific now. All right. Again, madcrushband.com is the website. Go there for more information about the band, the album, upcoming shows, and everything else. I got time for one more song. What are we gonna hear last?
This is called "Making Complaints," and Mark is the hero of this song.
Go for it.
Porch, the neighbors know. Fell asleep on your front porch through the night, through the snow. Nowhere to go, but I'm not making complaints about how you threw me out.
No,
I'm not making complaints about what I must live without. Could you throw me out when you never let me in the first place? Buy things I don't need off Amazon Prime, overnight at Christmas turkey on the 4th of July. My appetite's fine, yeah. I'm not making complaints about how you threw me out.
No.
About what I must live without. How could you throw me out when you never let me in the first place? All that quality time, I wasn't biding my time. I always thought there'd be a time when you'd show me your mind. Fell asleep on your front porch through the night, through the snow. Nowhere to go, but I'm not making complaints about how you threw me out.
No,
I'm not making complaints about what I must live without. How could you throw me out when you never let me in the first place? All that quality time, I wasn't biding my time. I always thought there'd be a time when you'd show me your mind.
The album is Mad Crush. The band is Mad Crush. MadCrushBand.com is the website. Go there and find out more. John, Joanna, Mark, Chuck, Laura, thank you all so much for being here.
So fun.